Made it again. Penguin Radio is live on the air, everybody, from the Conlin Center. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful evening. To my left is the senior broadcasting sensation, Xavier Mendoza. And, of course, our newbie, who's one of the great freshmen in Penguin Radio history, Mia Sirocco. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. Well, everybody, two games consecutively were postponed due to COVID, but we are back at the Conlin Center. 90 seconds to go to side out. And for Xavier and Mia, I can speak as I am extremely excited. Xavier, what do you know about the Vulcans from Hawaii Hilo?
The Vulcans from Hawaii Hilo, they went, it seems like, our Dominican Penguins.
The Vulcan Penguins are going to have our hands full. Talia, assist pawing the southern end of the Conlin Center off to our left. Victory of the 21 campaign.
This is the first home game back in a while.
The ladies hit the road. Mia, Vulcans are here. They look pretty good in the workout.
Yes, they did.
What did you observe?
They have some really good really good people, really good players. They have a ton of players that have a ton of kills in their six games.
All right. It looks like the Vulcans are 12 strong. The Penguins, 6, 12, full squad of 18. So the Vulcans only traveling with a dozen. And the Penguins have a full complement as the photographers are getting some of the last few pictures of the ladies on the end line of the northern end of the court. And we have the overhead announcements happening right now, courtesy of Mark Carlson. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. Of course, the national anthem. And Dion is back in the house, and that's a good thing. You know it's a real Penguin game when Dion's here, the number one Penguin fan of all time. All right, we'll listen to Mark Carlson overhead for a moment.
Consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site. Our officials for tonight, referee one is David Ma.
Well, David Ma is going to be high atop the ladder, our number one referee, and the veteran Sue Bernier will be down low just in front of us. The starting lineups for tonight's match as the Penguins are taking on the Vulcans from Hawaii Hilo. And when you hear this music, Xavier, you know it's time for Penguin Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio, our 21st year on the air.
Yes, it is.
For the Vulcans, under head coach Chris Leonard, who's in his third season. Coach Leonard will be sending out Alexander Parisian, a 6'1" senior out of Apple Valley, California. I believe that's up by Auburn. Kendall Cott, the 6-foot sophomore out of Shingle Springs. She went to Ponderosa High School, and so did I.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. Ashton Jesse, a 6'3" senior out of Anchorage, Alaska. I have not lived in Anchorage.
Me either.
Samara Cruz, the 5'8" freshman from Escondido, California, is an outside hitter. She'll be out there with Sydney Gott, a 6'3" outside hitter. She's a sophomore out of Quincy, California. Bria Beal, a 5'11" senior from Eastvale, Cali. And out of Kailua, Hawaii, the libero player is Tani Hoke, a 5'3" freshman from Kailua. Under Fred Lynn, assisted by Tessa Lea, the Penguins send out Tiffany Wong, the senior outside hitter. The 5'6" Wong is out of San Francisco. Wong will be out there with Gabby Mayoko, the 5'9" junior out of Louisville, Colorado. Mayoko, the setter for the start of tonight's game. Maria, the freshman, that's right, Kent Washington. And our libero is Sam Brown, the senior. The 5'7" Brown out of Tracy, California. It's time for our national anthem right here on Penguin Radio. I welcome everybody, and a big shout out to Ella Jimenez's family, Sean, and everybody listening. We're glad you are with us tonight for this great Penguins and the Vulcans. I give Jimenez's family a shout out because last time it mispronounced her name, and I apologize like crazy. I'll never let that happen again. I am so excited, you guys. How about you, Mia?
I'm excited. Hopefully the Penguins can pull out their first win of the season.
Wouldn't that be nice to get the first victory against the Vulcans? V, I like it. Yeah. Victory, Vulcans, here we go, everybody. The Penguins off to our right here at the Conlin Center. Stu, Xavier, Mia. Sam Brown, the libero for the Penguins, having a few last words with the Penguins head coach, Fred Lynn. The boards are cleared. And libero player Sam Brown rotates in place of Ella Jimenez to get things started. And here is Tiffany Wong with the side out Penguins. We are funny, Penguin style. Wong, 15 feet beyond the end line, lets it ride into the middle row, off to our left. The first kill attempt is blocked at the net by the D.U.s, and another block and a big dig for the Vulcans. And it got away from Miyoko, who had to dip her left shoulder and attempted a very tricky play, but couldn't make it happen. 1-0 Vulcans.
And we've seen some good defense right here, right now, with Emma Harvickson and Evie Leslie. Good pair.
Yeah, already some great defense. Wong with a kill attempt. The Vulcans are lying in wait right there. And the killer is wide to the left. The Penguins get their first point of the night. Out Brown, in Jimenez. Jimenez in the middle, right in the front row. She's right up against the net with Harvickson. And the serve by Edie Leslie's a perfecto. But speaking of perfecto, Mia, the Vulcans laid it in the back left corner for a winner.
No one was there for the Penguins.
The Penguins all broke toward the net and left that back row exposed. 2-1 Vulcans, game one, best of five. Tanny Hoke with a good serve off the top of the tape. Harvickson into the back left corner. It's wide. 3-1 Hawaii.
A little staggering from Penguin side so far. It's tough with the size, the height on the team of Hawaii Hilo. Two athletes at 6'3".
Hoke the libero with a runner to the back row. Sam Brown couldn't get to it, and a service ace makes it 4-1. The Penguins trail here in set number one, everybody. Oh, what a great night for DU Volleyball. Welcoming everybody watching this match worldwide on the Stretch Network. Hoke with a good serve. Harvickson with the bump. Wong with the attack. Far side. Wong with a dig. Miyoko with the bump. Oh, and a poor leave at the net. And a hit, couldn't get to it. 5-1. The Penguins already in a hole.
That was a great dig by Tiffany Wong, but the Penguins just couldn't capitalize on it. Let's see if they correct that.
Hoke again. Four unanswered points for Hoke. A good dig by Harvickson. All the DUs could do is get it across. A hit does just that. Far side killer. No, and it lands off the fingertips of Emma Harvickson.
Penguins had a tough time tracking that ball down. Went right over their hands.
Samara Cruz with the winner. 6-1. DU trailing. Hoke again. Brown bump. Miyoko set. Jimenez with a kill attempt, but it's wide left. 7-1. The DUs win the first point. And the Vulcans have come up with seven unanswered. Whew. Hoke is a right-hander serving. She must be getting tired back there. Brown with a bump. Miyoko with a set. A hit with the helper. Check it, that was Cruz. At the net, the DUs get the point after the kill attempt by Ashton Jesse hits the net.
You know, I think the Penguins could be just dusting off a little bit of the rust coming back. The jitters are high, and they're going to compete. And they're already got 2 points in the match.
7-2. Jimenez in the middle. Vanna Marquez is rotated in with the service. There's the bump for the Vulcans. A good set into the middle row. And the killer by the lefty lands Alexandra Parisian. The 6'1" senior boy at the top of her jump. Xavier, she was about 9 feet off the floor. 8-2, Vulcans lead this one. Parisian with a serve to Brown. Marquez with a good bump and the kill by Harvickson. 8-3, the DU's lead. Check it, the DU's trail. They led on that point. I will say that. Wong is out. In her place comes Devin Condi. And Braylon Wakefield with her first minutes tonight. The 5'4" senior out of Temecula is Wakefield. Far side with the runner. Kill attempt by Samara Cruz rides hard left. 8-4. Well, the Penguins are digging deep.
They take their points where they can get them, and they're inching their way back into this contest.
Braylon Wakefield from the near corner and the runner. Ooh, just barely made it across. What a great serve. There's a little dink from Ashton Jesse. The Penguins are there to handle it. And the kill attempt from the far corner lands. That's a winner from Samara Cruz. Samara, check it. Samara Cruz, the 5'8" freshman out of Escondido. 9-4, the Penguins trail. And I can't see who's serving. It's got to be Cruz. It is Cruz. There's the bump near side. Devin Condi lets it fly. Somehow the Vulcans dig it out. Marquez back over to Jimenez. She gets a good one off. And now she finishes the job. Jimenez with a winner. 9-5, DU coming back.
Absolutely electric here at the Conlin Center.
Edie Leslie comes in place of Jimenez. Here's Sam Brown, 9-5, one of the most prolific servers in DU volleyball history. And another winner at the net, Edie Leslie with a joust. And the winner, 9-6, DU trails by only a tray ball.
Momentum is in the favor for the Penguins.
A lot of Penguin fans in the house, that's for sure. Sam Brown with a runner near corner into the back row. And a service ace for Brown. Tanny Hoke in the back row couldn't handle the masterful serve from Sam Brown. It's a 2-point ball game. 9-7, here's Brown. The Penguins crowd falls silent so Brown can focus. Kill attempt. Far side by Bria Beal rides long. 9-8. The Penguins have crept back. They're within one.
This early in the match, the Penguins already made many corrections to get back in this game, being led by Sam Brown as well.
And here's Brown with another runner. Perfect into the back row. Hoke with a good bump this time. Far side, the killer lands. The winner by Beal, the 5'11 senior out of Eastvale, puts the Vulcans up by a deuce. 10-8. Ashton Jesse to Wakefield. Marquez, far side, Batenkova can't get it down in time, 11-8.
Just as the Penguins inch their way back into this game, the Vulcans try and get that lead back and strengthen a little more.
Jesse again. Marquez to Leslie. Flat-footed, not much on it. The killer rides wide, and the Penguins pick up another one after Bria Beal couldn't get it to fall. 11-9.
The Penguins have made this a good set, and they're being very competitive, a lot more than we've seen from the NorCal kickoff. Big improvements I've seen.
Big improvement. Miyoko slaps at it and gets a perfect topspin serve to drop. Penguins now, digging is Wakefield. She gets to it in time. A hit puts a good move on it, and the Vulcans can't get it back. It hits the net, 11-10.
Wakefield with an incredible dig that gives the Penguins the edge and the momentum to get that point.
Save that point thanks to the senior, the veteran Wakefield. Here's Miyoko. Back row. back set, and the Penguins are alive. Wakefield with a bump. Near corner, Condi with a winner!
This is the most electric I've ever seen it here so far in the Conlin Center, especially this season. This team is hype.
Devin Condi has tied it at 11. Four aces on the scoreboard. It was 7-1 a minute ago. It rides off the top of the tape and falls with a service ace. Timeout, Hilo. The Penguins, for the first time since the first point of the night, lead it 12-11. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide, and we will be right back right here from Dominican University of California.
Yeah.
California love. How about Dominican University of California love?
Yep.
Might have to retitle that song. Okay, Mayoko. Penguins are looking for their fourth set win of the season. On their way to perhaps their first match win, and Mayoko with yet another ace. The Penguins lead by a pair, 13-11, halfway through.
One of the first times we've seen the Penguins put a team on their heels.
We'll see. We will see. Oh, and they win her. No, what? It wasn't even close. The referee called it. Oh, he called it out. Well, yeah. He pointed that it was in, 14-11. It was clearly out. Fred Lynn even came up on his feet. And then the call was reversed. And the next ace at 14-11 for Mayoko rides long. So it's back to 14-12. And speaking of 14, Kendall Cott, number 14 for the Vulcans, will serve for the first time tonight out of Shingle Springs. The 6-foot sophomore gets it to the back row, and the Penguins are now on defense. And there's a kill off the top of the row. And it was deflected out of bounds. The winner by Beal makes it 14-13.
We've seen some pass from this team, especially now from the head coach, Lynn.
Kendall Cott to Brown. Mayoko with a back set. Far side, Condi rides it wide. 14 up. No! It was tipped out. Oh, they did. They took the point back off the board. They gave it to the Penguins initially. It's 14 up, everybody. I thought it might have been tipped out there, Mia, but it wasn't. Here's Kendall Cott again. Tie ball game. Cott with the serve. Mayoko bumps it all the way across the court. And the winner hits the line. Mariah Ahid with a perfect hit. 15-14. And here comes Tiffany Wong, everybody. Wakefield rotates out. Brown back in. Wong to the back row. Bumped up by Hoke. Far side, the lefty, Alexander Parisian, lets it fly deep. The Penguins by a pair. 16-14.
This team has really shored up its defense from the last time we've seen them.
Parisian, the lefty. The Penguins always have trouble with the lefty outside hitters. Wong with a good get after the front row blocks it. Now Ahid taps it across. Hoke with a bump. Near corner, the Penguins block it. Are you kidding? Harvickson gets it off of her elbow and somehow it goes into the air. 16-14 game, and it's long. And the Penguins lead by three. A field goal separates these two teams in the Conlin Center, 17-14. Wong again. Tiffany to the middle row, Hoke with a bump. Back set, dinked across. Brown, Mayoko with a dig. Ahid with a helper. Far side, Parisian blocked at the net. Tipped up, the Penguins have it alive. Mayoko goes to Ahid. Oh, a good dig by the Vulcans. The Penguins are on offense. And a quick set. Rides long. The Penguins drop the point. In play, 18-14 DU.
This has to be one of the best sequences we've ever seen from this team this season so far. Very dominant. We've seen them in control this whole play from beginning to end.
They're just playing good ball right now. Wong to the middle row. Hoke with the set. far side and into the net. Beal can't get it across. 19-14. Timeout, DU. Mia.
You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California.
Oh, what a great game this is. We haven't seen the Penguins playing like this ever. They came out of the CCAA tip-off classic totally dejected. They hit the road. They come in tonight 0-11. And right now they're on top of the 2-4 Vulcans, 19-14.
We're looking happy to be back home. We're playing better than the last time we saw them.
Aren't we all happy right now?
I am.
I am looking ahead in hopes that the Penguins could somehow get their first match win. I know that's a long way from now, but right now they're playing better than we've seen them play all season.
And they're giving their fans something to cheer about, and the fans are giving it back to them. And this momentum, this energy is like none other we've seen so far this season. And the electricness from this team has been tremendous.
You could tell they're using the momentum from the fans in their game.
For sure.
19-14. End of the timeouts come. Wong goes to the back row. It's chopped up by Beal. They get it back to Parisian with a winner off the block, out of bounds, 19-15. And Beal again, the 5'11 senior Beal.
What a kill shot from Beal.
She goes to Harvickson. Mayoko with a back set, ahead, slides it off the front row of blockers. Somehow it's alive. Mayoko, now ahead with a dig. Wong palms it across. The Penguins on defense. Parisian hits Mayoko right in the top of the chest, but somehow it's still alive. Leslie with the helper. Far side, and the killer lands from Samara Cruz, the 5'8" freshman. Cruz with some big hops for the 5'8" outside hitter. 19-16, Penguins.
Mayoko's been an integral part of this team. Good back sets.
So far, you're right. Beal with a good serve. Leslie with a tipper. Oh, live ball. Somehow it's back to Leslie. Mayoko with a short set. Penguins get a good one off, but it's dug out by Hoke. And Beal with a winner. Check it. That was Samara Cruz with a winner. Two in a row for Cruz. And she's on cruise control, 19-17. Timeout, Fred Lynn. The Penguins need a little timeout action to regroup. They led by as many as four, and now it's two. We'll be right back right here on Penguin Radio. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Penguin Radio. 21 years on the air, courtside at Dominican University of California. Horn Mendoza, Sirocco together again. After two postponed volleyball matches, what a pleasure it is to be back here, everybody. Vulcan side out, Beal with the serve, Harvickson with the bump, far side Mayoko, dink. Dink hit ahead and then rode back, and it was still alive, and they called it dead. And Fred Lynn jumped up on his feet, but that ball never hit the ground. Sue Bernier says, no, they hit it four times. The shoulder counts. Harvickson takes a break. In for Fred Lynn is the senior, Kiana Pelton. The bump by Brown. Mayoko digs the set. The win attempt by Edie Leslie is long. 19 up.
I don't know if I've seen Fred Lynn fired up like this before. And it is invigorating for this team.
He's pumped. You're right. The runner by Beal, the Penguins on offense. Oh, left-handed attempt by Pelton. I think to throw off the front line, she went out at lefty but found the net. And the Penguins trail by one as the Vulcans have hit the red zone. 2019 Hilo. Penguins now on offense. There's a winner by Mariah Ahead. Ahead, the senior out of Hilmar, ties the game at 20 up. Edie Leslie, the veteran from the near corner. She's not 15 feet from us here on Media Row with a runner, a perfect serve diagonally to the far side. Samara Cruz with a bump. And Jimenez with the winner puts the Penguins up by one. Jimenez back out there in the middle with Pelton. And ahead in the front row. And the serve is wide. Leslie back to the bench. Sam Brown's back in there. 21 up. Both coaches are on their feet. Here's Hoke with the serve. Into the net and a gift for the Penguins. Vanna Marquez comes back in and she's in there with Batenkova.
You do not want to be giving up those free points when you're in the red zone.
That's the truth. That's a real gift. 22-21 Penguins. Marquez with the runner. Penguins on D. Oh, and the kill shot from Parisian lands right on the back paint. 22-22 Mia.
What a kill shot from Parisian there.
Mia, your voice got low. There's the serve to Sam Brown. Near side! And the dink winner by Jimenez. 22, check it, 23-22. And Pelton takes a break with Wong. Wakefield has come in to serve. Batenkova, Jimenez, and Devin Condi out there with Sam Brown, Marquez, and here's Braylon. 23-22, good serve. Ooh, and the Penguins, after a poor lead from Hilo, had a good rip at it. There's a great dig by Sam Brown. Marquez near corner. The front row tipped it, and they give the point to the Penguins. Set point, 24-22. Can Wakefield finish the deal right here? Come on, Braylon. Good serve. Dink. Oh, Batenkova gets a left hand on it. Far side, Condi into the net. 24-23. The Vulcans will have side out. Set point number two. You got to win by a pair, everybody. Timeout. No, it's not a timeout. It's a rotation. Condi will take a break. Tiffany Wong, the veteran's back in there. Here comes the service from Cruz. The black hole is pounding on the grandstands. There's the set to the Penguins. Elf, 25.
University of California.
Xavier, and they dug back to finish it. 25-23. That's as good as it. They dictated how the game worked. Penguin Radio. Oh, yeah. Yes. Boy, the Penguin fans are going nuts here at the Conlin Center. They are going crazy, and the number one Penguin fan of all time, certainly a future Hall of Famer, Dion is here getting the crowd pumped. There is no doubt about it. If you've ever been to the Conlin Center, everybody, you've definitely seen the Penguins' biggest fan of all time. Is Jimenez rotates out. Sam Brown comes in. The Vulcans will have side out, I believe, and Mia will take the microphone.
There's a water spillage on the court, or they're drying the ground.
Could be sweat. Drying it with their hands, it looks like. Might help if there's some paper towels in the mix, but you can only be so lucky with the resources you have at hand. I'm still hearing a lot. Looks like they're resorting to using their feet to take the water off. See how that works for them.
The Vulcans have the first serve of the set. 14 Kendall caught not with the serve over to the back row. Penguins. Penguins able to return it. Vulcans looking to set it up. Kill attempt by Beal. Penguins able to return it back to them. Vulcans setting it up again. Vulcans with a think attempt. Penguins able to return it with a think attempt right back at them. Beal with a kill attempt. Penguins are able to dig it out. Hid with the kill attempt for the Penguins. Penguins get the point.
Very. A good set from Miyoko throughout the sequence of plays.
Tiffany Wong serving for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Vulcan's able to return a think attempt. Sam Brown's able to dig it up for the Penguins. Penguins able to return it back to the Vulcans. Vulcans dink it back. Brown with another amazing dig. Mayoko with a dig from in return to Sam Brown. Penguins return it just out of bounds. Vulcans get the point. It's 1-1.
A lot of passion from this team. When Mayoko just missed that, you could tell she was yelling for it. She wanted it.
Bria Beal with the serve for the Vulcans. Hits the tape on the top of the net and makes it over. Penguins go to return it, but it's blocked by the Vulcans. There's a little block return back from the Penguins and a block back from the Vulcans. Penguins able to return it. Vulcans are saying it up. Kill attempt and a kill. And Hawaii Hilo gets the point. It's 2-1 Vulcans.
Great sequence from Harvickson. A tip into a dink into another dink in there.
Beal with the serve to the back row to Sam Brown. Mayoko with the turn. A hit with the kill attempt. Vulcans looking to return it, but they're unable to. Mariah, a hit gets the kill for the Penguins. It's 2-2.
A hit was an instrumental part of this team in the last set win. See if they can keep this going.
Leslie with the serve for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Vulcans looking to return it. They dink it over. And Mayoko just got underneath it, but didn't get the ball high enough for the Penguins to return it. Vulcans get the point.
Hilo eyeing those bald spots and just send them right in there. It's hard to get to those empty spots.
Tawny Hoke with the serve for the Vulcans. Penguins able to return it. Vulcans are looking to set up a kill attempt, and they get it. Samara Cruz with the kill for the Vulcans. It's 4-2 Vulcans.
We saw the Vulcans take the early lead in the last set, but the Penguins stayed in and battled back. See if they can do it this time.
Hoke with a serve for the Vulcans to the back row of the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. Kill attempt by Wong straight into the net. Vulcans get the point. It's 5-2 Vulcans.
Seems like the Penguins are stumbling a little bit, struggling to get going in this set so far.
Hoke with another serve to Sam Brown. Sam Brown hits it. Mayoko sets it up. Kill attempt by the Penguins. Vulcan's able to return it. Penguins are not able to. Jesse gets the kill for the Vulcans.
Mayoko's set to a Heed's kill was just not enough to do it for the Penguins this time.
Hoke with another serve to the back row, and it goes just out of bounds. Service error. Penguins get the point. It's 6-3 Vulcans.
Hoke has been killing it for the Vulcans, and she makes a little mistake, and the Penguins might be able to capitalize on that.
Vonna Marquez serving for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Vulcans looking to set it up, and they dink it over and get the point. It's 7-3 Vulcans.
What a dink from Hilo. That's hard to combat. Right, a little campfire there for the Penguins. Couldn't get to it.
Alexandria Parisson serving for the Vulcans. She serves it over to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. Bankov of a kill attempt by the Penguins. Vulcans able to return it. Blocked by the Penguins, but deflected off of the Vulcans. Back to the Penguins. Penguins are not able to return it. Vulcans get the point. It's 8-3 Vulcans.
At the NorCal kickoff, we saw the Penguins struggle to really recover off those kill shots, and they're doing it again.
Another serve by Parisson for the Vulcans. Penguins look to return it. And it's blocked by Jesse and caught of the Vulcans. Vulcans get the point. Another serve by Parisson. Penguins look to return it. Vulcans trying to set up something. Kill attempt by the Vulcans. Marquez saying up Harvickson. Harvickson goes for the kill attempt. Vulcans able to return it. Bankova with the kill attempt for the Penguins, but it hits the pole and goes out of bounds. It's 10-3 Vulcans.
Frustration is looming on this Penguins team like a desert cloud in the desert.
A bed comes in for Bankova for the Penguins. Parisian serves it over for the Vulcans. Penguins are not able to return it. It's 11-3 Vulcans. Penguins call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be right back after this timeout. And we are back here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California, and we have the Dominican Penguins versus the University of Hawaii Hilo Vulcans.
Good time for a timeout with Fred Lynn to get the momentum back.
Prison with the serve for the Vulcans. Penguins go for the... Penguins return it with a kill attempt by Jimenez. Penguins get the point. It's 11-4 Vulcans.
Fred Lynn saw his team was floundering out there. His Penguins were floundering, so he picked them up, got a good timeout for them, and it looks like they started off with a point.
Braylon Wakefield serving for the Penguins right now. She serves it to the back row of the Vulcans. Vulcans looking to set it up. Kill attempt, but it's blocked by the Penguins. Penguins get the point. It's 11-5.
Momentum Vulcans. Is good for them.
Wakefield with the serve for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Vulcans looking to set it up. Vulcans dink it over to the Penguins. Penguins are able to return it back to them. Another dink back by the Vulcans. Penguins return it after the ball hits the tape at the top of the net. Penguins get the point. It's 11-6 Vulcans.
Penguins on a roll in this set, trying to come back with a big deficit earlier, 8 points, I believe.
Wakefield serving the ball over. And there's a service ace by Braylon Wakefield. Penguins get the point. It's 11-7 Vulcans.
Penguins shrink that lead down.
Wakefield with another serve for the Penguins. Serves it over. Vulcans with a kill attempt, but the Penguins are able to dig that up. Penguins return it with a kill attempt, but it goes out of bounds. Hawaii Hilo gets the point. It's 12-7 Vulcans.
Just a little too much juice in that kill shot, but that's what happens when you've been gone from your home for a while, the Conlon Center.
Samara Cruz serving for the Vulcans. She serves it to the back row of the Penguins. Penguins able to return it with a kill by Jimenez. It's 12-8 Vulcans. Penguins are fighting back.
What a kill from Jimenez. And this might be what the Penguins need.
Sam Brown at the serve for the Penguins. She serves it over. Vulcans looking to set it up. And a deflection off the Penguins. The Vulcans get the point. Beal gets the kill for the Vulcans. It's 13-8 Vulcans. Ashton Jesse serving for the Vulcans. She serves it over to the Penguins. Penguins are able to return it. Vulcans setting it up. Vulcans go for a kill attempt. Deflected off of the Penguins. Vulcans get the point. It's 14-8.
The Vulcans have been very composed through this whole match.
Yes. Another serve by Jesse. And it's a service ace as the Penguins' return goes out of bounds. It's 15-8 Vulcans.
It seems like their fans travel well. They have a fan section that looks like it's rivaling the Dominican section of the 415.
And they're served by Jesse for the Vulcans. Serves it over to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. The dink attempt, and the Penguins get the point. Deflects off the Vulcans. Penguins get the point. It's 15-9 Vulcans.
It's a good way to get a little dink, get back in this game.
Gabby Mayoko serving for the Penguins. She serves it to the middle back row of the Vulcan side. Vulcans able to return it with a kill attempt by Beal. Penguins try to dig it up, but they can't. Vulcans get the point. It is 16-9 Vulcans.
And it's tough to defend against a great kill shot like that.
Kendall Knott with the serve for the Vulcans. She serves it over to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. Vulcans looking to set it up. And a kill shot by Parisa gets the point for the Vulcans.
Parisian dominating with an absolutely devastating blow to the Penguins.
Caught with a serve for the Vulcans, and it's a service ace. Hawaii Hilo gets the point. It is 18-9. Penguins call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be back after this timeout. And we are back here at the Conlin Center. We have the Dominican Penguins versus the University of Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. Vulcans got the serve. Caught with the serve for the Vulcans to the front row of the Penguins. Penguins are saying it up. Leslie with the kill attempt, blocked by the Vulcans. Penguins get the point as the block goes out of bounds. It is 18-10.
This might be what the Penguins need to have their way back into this set.
Tiffany Wong serving for the Penguins. Serves it over to the back row. Vulcans looking to set something up. Beal with the kill attempt. Sam Brown able to dig it up for the Penguins. Wong with the kill attempt. Vulcans are able to return it, though. Penguins block a kill shot. Leslie in a hit with the block for the Penguins. Penguins get the point. It is 18-11 Vulcans.
The defense has been on point for the Penguins in the set.
Wong with the serve to the back row of the Vulcans. Vulcans looking to set up. Vulcans go for a kill attempt. Penguins are able to return it over. A dink, but the Vulcans are able to dig it up. A kill attempt by the Vulcans goes out of bounds. Penguins get the point.
What a dink from Pelton. Really gave the Penguins that momentum they needed, and there's some sweat on the court. It happens sometimes. It's mopped up, it looks like, and we're back to business.
Tiffany Wong serving for the Penguins. She serves it over. Vulcans looking to return it. Kill attempt by Beal of the Vulcans. Penguins able to return it back to them with a dink. Vulcans looking to set it up. Vulcans returning it with a dink where no one is on the Penguins' side. Beal gets the dink for the Vulcans. It is 19-12. Vulcans.
Sam Brown had a marvelous dink there, but the Penguins just couldn't get to the ball.
Bria Beal serving for the Vulcans. She serves it to the back row. And the Vulcans are able to dink it over where no one was on the Penguins. It is 20-12 Vulcans.
The Vulcans are in the red zone.
Beal to serve over to the back row of the Penguins. Penguins looking to set up. Leslie with the kill attempt deflected off of the Vulcans players. Penguins get the point. It is 20-13 Vulcans.
We haven't seen the Penguins roll yet, and this might be their chance to do it. They are 7 points down.
Evie Leslie serving for the Penguins. She serves it over to the back row of the Vulcans. Vulcans looking to set it up. Go for a kill attempt. Wong goes to dig it up, but it bounces where no one is on the Penguins. Penguins are not able to return it. It is 21-13 Vulcans.
Parisian has been an absolute staple for this Vulcan team. It's hard to combat her kill shots.
Tawny Hulk with the service error for the Vulcans. Penguins get the point. It is 21-14 Vulcans.
Vulcans giving the Penguins a free point with that service error.
Fauna Marquez comes in and she serves for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Vulcans looking to set it up. A kill attempt by the Vulcans, but it goes out of bounds. Penguins get the point.
Starting to gain a little bit more momentum, a little more electricity in the air here. Hasn't got the 415 going yet, though.
Marquez with the serve for the Penguins to the back row of the Vulcans. Vulcans setting up a kill attempt. Penguins able to dig it out. Pelton with a kill attempt for the Penguins. Vulcans are able to return it, though. Penguins setting up the return to the Vulcans. Pelton with another kill attempt, but the Vulcans are all able to dig it up again. Vulcans return it over to the Penguins. Penguins setting it up. Jimenez with the kill for the Penguins. It is 21-16 Vulcans. Penguins are fighting their way back in this set.
What a set from... I think that was Marquez to Jimenez.
Marquez with the serve for the Penguins to the back row of the Vulcans. Vulcans looking to set it up. It's blocked by the Penguins. And the Vulcans get the point. It's 22-16 Vulcans.
Abed and Jimenez made a good team up there to get that block, but the Penguins just couldn't capitalize on it.
Parisson serving for the Vulcans. She serves it over to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. Vulcans looking to set up something. Vulcans kind of dink it over to the Penguins. Penguins go for the kill attempt, but it's blocked by the Vulcans. Penguins somehow manage to dig it up. It's blocked again. Their return is blocked again by the Vulcans. This time they are not able to return it. Vulcans get the points. Pre-season 16.
Indeed, first set goes set win for the Vulcans.
When we come back for the third set, Xavier will be doing the play-by-play. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California.
We are back. This is Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is Penguin Radio, and we are back. The Penguins took the first set of the match. Then it went to the Vulcans, one match apiece. And let's see what these Penguins can do. We saw Parisian so far lead the Vulcans to their first set win of the match. And yeah, we've seen the Penguins led by a plethora of great players.
That Parisian hits the ball so hard.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Wong with the serve over to the Vulcans. Kill shot from the Vulcans over to Sam Brown, to Mayoko, to Ahid. That's it by Hoke from the Vulcans. And that's a kill shot from the Vulcans. Looks like that is Bria Beal with the kill shot for the Vulcans. And the Penguins can't come up with it. It's 1-0 Vulcans.
Boom.
Beal's been the key player for the Vulcans.
The serve from Hilo. That is Beal with the serve. Back over to the Vulcans. The attempted kill shot from Samara Cruz. Now it's going to be a kill for Cruz. It's 2-0 Vulcans. And we've seen the Penguins do this. They get off to a slow start.
Diving for it.
That's a service error from Rhea Beal. It's 2-1.
And it rode down in the D. Those kinds of gifts.
After earning their first point, it is the Penguins with the serve. That was at Edie Leslie. And that's going to be a point for the Vulcans. A deflection off of the Penguins. It is 3-1 Vulcans.
Yeah, Parisian again rushes the net in the near corner. That outside hitter, Parisian, with a lefty. And just let it ride a little long.
Hoke with the serve for the Vulcans. Over to Mayoko, to Jimenez. Back to Jimenez. Dinks it over. And looks like that's going to be a point for the Penguins. They stay in this mat, in this set. It is 3-2 Vulcans.
Ashton Jesse hit the net. There was a joust at the net with Jimenez and Jesse, and Jesse got into the net, and you can't do that.
Vanna Marquez with the serve for the Penguins. That goes to Hilo. Ooh. Back off of Marquez, and she can't come up with it. It's going to be a deflection by Marquez and a point for the Vulcans. It's 4-2 Vulcans. The serve from Parisian to Edie Leslie. Let me to Teddy Batankova, that is. To Jimenez, to Sam Brown. And that's an attempted kill from Marquez. Back over to Marquez. Now it's going to be out by Hilo. It is 4-3. Penguins.
This is a great match. This is the best match we've seen. Even though the Penguins couldn't win set two, it's still the best overall match we've seen all season. I love it.
For sure. And it's going to go to Sophia Hull with the serve for the Penguins. Over to Hilo. The set over to Cruz. The kill is blocked. And it's going to be a kill from Teddy Batankova. And the Penguins have tied this game. It is 4-up. Sophia Hull with the serve for the Penguins over to Hoke. To Cott. Block from the Penguins. And that is a block from Kiana Pelton.
No.
From Jimenez.
Jimenez and Condi.
Jimenez and Condi. And the serve from Sophia Hull. Sam Brown with the dig, over blocked by Jimenez. Blocked again by the Penguins. Back over, blocked again by the Penguins. To the Penguins, to Sam Brown. Back to Condi, over, sent over by Hull, over to the Vulcans, and the kill shot deflected off of Sam Brown. So much momentum and absolute craziness from this court. It is 5-up, game's tied.
That one's got to hurt for the Penguins, as that was such great play by every member of the Penguins on the court.
There were three great saves by the Dominicans that time.
Samar Cruz with the serve, over to Sam Brown. And that's going to be a point for the Vulcans. It's 6-5 Vulcans.
Looks like the ruling was a four touch on the part of the Dominicans.
Goes back to Samara Cruz with the serve. Over to Sophia Hull, to Marquez, the attempted kill. And that's going to be a kill, a deflection, attempted kill from Teddy Batankova. And the Penguins are going to tie it at 6-6.
That was a attempted kill and a successful kill for Batankova.
Yes. With the serve, that is Sam Brown for the Penguins. Over to Samara Cruz. Back over to the Penguins, to Sophia Hull, to Marquez. That is to Devin Condi. Back over to Hilo, to Marquez, to Sam Brown. Devin Condi with the attempted kill. Rebounded back by Hilo, over to Sam Brown of the Penguins. Teddy Batankova with the kill. That is going to be a kill for Batankova. And the Penguins take their first lead of the set. It is 7-6 Penguins.
Penguins are playing really good right now. This is good. The momentum is in favor of the Penguins.
Batankova with two consecutive winners.
Back to Sam Brown with the serve. Over to Samara Cruz. That is over to Hilo. Block. Oh. Penguins can't come up with it. And that's going to be a point for the Vulcans. It's 7-7.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when they block at the front row, it pops up, and the blockers don't know where it went. Well, it went straight up. Hey, it's 7-7. You getting thirsty?
A little bit.
Okay, I'll get you a 7-7.
Blanford with the serve, over to Sophia Hull, to Marquez with the set. The dink over by Batankova, recovered by Hilo, to Samara Cruz. Deflected off of, it looks like it was Edie Leslie of the Penguins. It's 8-7, Vulcans. Vulcans get that point and the lead in a very close set. Blanford with the serve, just over to Condi. And that's going to be a point for the Vulcans. They take a 9-7 lead.
That
Vulcans
was a,
up.
That was a two-touch on Condi on the attempt to bump it.
The serve is going to go back to Blanford. The serve over to Condi, to Marquez.
Ooh.
Edie Leslie with the kill into the net. That's going to be a point for the Vulcans. It's 10-7 Vulcans.
Leslie took a massive whack at it, but her fingers hit the net on the follow through.
Frederick King in for the Penguins. Believes it's the first time we've seen her this match for the Penguins. And the serve is going to go for to Blanford for Hawaii Hilo. Sends it over to Devin Connie. That is a service ace for Blanford. Back to the Vulcans. It is 11-7.
Condi has been just sensational in her freshman campaign.
She really has been. It goes to Sophia Hull, the serve from Hilo, over to Batankova. She gets it to the Vulcans, sent back to Sophia Hull, to Sam Brown, back to Teddy Batankova, gets it over. The attempted kill blocks. Looks like that was blocked by Edie Leslie. Sophia Hull to Frederiking, the back set, over to Teddy Batankova. She gets the kill. It's 11-8 Vulcans.
Well, what a great exchange that was. The Penguins just hung with it and managed to squeeze out a point. I think that's the only way they're going to get it done tonight. They got to fight hard for every point.
Yep, it goes to Miyoko for the serve. That's for the Penguins. Over to Hilo. The dink, that is, to Miyoko. Dug by Miyoko like a pancake. And it's going to be a kill shot that's missed. Point for the Penguins. It's 11-9. Vulcans.
A pancake and a dig, and the Penguins eke out another one.
Miyoko with the serve for the Penguins. That goes to Bria Beal. Ah. And it's going to be a point for Hilo. That is Vulcans 12, Penguins 9.
Yeah, the front row went up for the block and dinked it out of bounds.
Kendall Cott gearing up for the serve. That is for Hilo. Gets it to Edie Leslie, to Miyoko, to, that is Devin Condi. It's blocked by the Vulcans. It's going to be 13-9, Vulcans. That serve, that's going to be a timeout for Dominican. Very close set we've seen so far. The Penguins have been battling and took a lot of momentum for this set. We still saw them struggle in the last set, but they really fought back after what seems like some good chemistry from this team. And let's see if they can continue this. We're going to go to a quick timeout. Remember, this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We'll be right back. We are back at the Conlin Center, and Hilo is going to get the serve. It's Hawaii Hilo versus the Penguins. And that is going to be a point for Dominican. It's going to be 13-10 Dominican. The Penguins come out swinging for their first point after timeout.
The timeout is the point after the timeout is just what the Penguins wanted. We wanted that momentum to be shifted towards us rather than the Vulcans.
And Tiffany Wong gearing up for the serve. The serve from Wong over to, that is, Beal of the Vulcans, blocked by Edie Leslie. Over to the Hilo, fought back by Harvickson. Over to Tiffany Wong, to Hulk of Hilo. A kill by Beal. That is going to be 14-10, Vulcans. Vulcans have the lead. The serve is going to go to Bria Beal of the Vulcans. Sent over to Sam Brown, to Gabby Miyoko, to Emma Harvickson. The block from the Vulcans. It is 15-10, Vulcans. Bria Beal with a serve to Emma Harvickson. Over to Gabby Miyoko. The block from Hilo. It looked like that was Parisian with the block, and the Penguins just couldn't come up with it. It's 16-10, Vulcans. A service error for Hilo. That was a service error from Bria Beal. And the Penguins are going to get a point at 16-11.
The 415 is pumped by that service error.
Yes, they are. It is Edie Leslie with the serve. Over to Hilo. That's to Samara Cruz. And the kill looked like that was from Samara Cruz. And it's going to be 17-11, Vulcans. Vulcans get that point, keep their lead. Hulk ready for the serve. She serves it over to Sam Brown, to Gabby Miyoko, to Jimenez with the kill. That is Ella Jimenez. She got the kill. It's 17-12, Vulcans. This is Haley Frederking with the serve for the Penguins. Comes up in a timely effort by Fred Lynn to bring some momentum for the Penguins. The serve from Frederick King over, and that is a kill from, it looks like that was Alexandria Parisian, and the Penguins can't come up with it. Vulcans 18, Penguins 12. The Vulcans lead. This Parisian will get the serve. Goes over to Emma Harvickson, to Frederick King, set by Frederick King, to Ella Jimenez. Back to Jimenez. She gets the block, and it's going to go back to Hilo. That was hit by Samara Cruz. Over to Emma Harvickson. The kill is into the net, and it's going to be 19-12. Vulcans, they inch their way ever so slightly to the red zone. The serve from Parisian over to Harvickson, to Frederick King, to Batinkova, saved by, that was Sam Brown, over Parisian with a kill, and the Penguins can't come up with it. We see when Parisian goes for the serve, it's very quick, a lot of momentum, and that's going to be a timeout called by Fredlin and the Penguins.
That ball shot over here and almost took out Mia.
That was two of them.
That one is coming 100 miles an hour. All right, everybody. Well, what an exciting game we have here. It's 20-12. The Penguins are still in it. The Vulcans figured something out between sets one and two, Mia.
They definitely did. It seems like they are playing differently than they did during that first set.
Like, what do you mean by that?
That they've definitely figured out, like, the Penguins, and have, like, figured out how to get points.
Well, do you notice anything specifically about, I mean, to say that they're playing differently, I guess the score would indicate that. It seems to me their front row, it seems like they're playing closer to the net, the whole team. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's just what it seems like. It seemed like they were spread out more in set one, and now they are all closer to the net. So I wonder if Coach Leonard said, all right, let's all play middle row and up. Yeah, I don't know, but here's Xavier.
The senior for Hawaii Hilo, Alexandria Parisian, with the service error. That's going to be a point for the Penguins. Might be what they needed is 20-13 Vulcans.
The timeout broke up the momentum the Vulcans were the Vulcans had.
Sophia Hull gearing up for
perfect.
The serve. Sophia Hull with the serve. Service error. Back-to-back service errors, one for the Vulcans, one for the Penguins. Vulcans lead 21-13. Samara Cruz ready for the serve. Cruz with the serve over to the Penguins, to Sophia Hull, to Frederick King, to Devin Condi. Rhea Beacons.
That's
really
serve for Hilo. That's going to be out. Point for Dominican. It's 22-14. Vulcans, but the Penguins have some fight in them. After this timeout, they've definitely put up a lot of fight.
That's a good call. The momentum breaking timeout has since all athletics began. You know, coaches have used the timeout for lots of things, and not the least of which is to break up the mo of the opposing team.
Sam Brown gearing up with the serve after a brief delay to mop up a little bit of sweat. Sam Brown with the serve. Just gets over to Hulk. And that is a kill that is missed. Just out of bounds. It's going to be 22-15. Vulcans.
Frederick King just got out of the way of that to allow that ball to go out of bounds.
And Sam Brown with the serve. Over to Samara Cruz. To Bria Beal. To Frederick King. Set by Frederick King to Batinkova. Recovered by Hilo. And that's a block from Edie Leslie. That's going to be a point for the Penguins. It's 22-16. And the Penguins are electric and hype.
They are. And what a great block by Leslie to just slam it right back down the Vulcan's throat. A great point.
Sam Brown with the serve. Just gets over. Beal gets to it. The kill is from, that is Ale from Hawaii Hilo. It's going to be 23-16 Vulcans.
Emeleti Ali
with the kill.
Emeleta, pardon me. Emeleta Ali. We got that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you.
Another mop break to mop up the sweat, and this is Blanford for Hilo with the serve over to Sophia Hull. To Frederick King with the set, dinked over by Edie Leslie. And it seems like the Penguins can't come up with it, and the Vulcans are leading 24-16, set point.
Yeah, Leslie and Batinkova had the wall up, but it was a perfect spike. It knocked right down them.
Blanford with the serve over to Sophia Hull to Frederick King. Eliza's is going to get the kill, and it's going to be 24-17. Penguins, Mayoko and Mariah hid in Frederick King and Teddy Batinkova. Ow.
You know, it can't be a monumental comeback unless you're down 24-17, right?
Exactly. They definitely let this happen so they can have a monumental
comeback.
We're
on the precipice of greatness right now, starting with Mayoko.
Yep, ready for the serve. Another brief mop break. Mayoko with the serve over to Beal. Sent back over by Marinas, and that's going to be a point for the Penguins. The kill shot that was missed. Gabby Mayoko, we saw her go on a roll, and it seems like Condi can't set of this match. One.
Oh, the Penguin calf had enough of a lead to come back in this one. Freshman Broadcasting sends one, and they had so much behind them, and Dion was dancing, and everything was rocking. And
I could definitely also think it has to do with the front. University of Hawaii, Andrea Parison. Beal has 13 kills. That's definitely adds a factor into.
Right. And of course, Crew Chickens, Mariah hits 5. So on paper, the Vulcans are dominating this match. However, the Penguins' fifth game tiebreaker, we're back.
Long Beach in the house.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Dre, very much. And Tupac, you too. And we do mean that because that's our theme music. And when you hear California Love, you know it's DU Athletics right here on Penguin Radio. All right, everybody. Well, the Penguins in a must-win situation. They have got to pull out a victory here as Jimenez rotates out. Sam Brown in her place with Wong and Mayoko, Condi, Leslie, and Mariah Hitt. Set 4, Penguins trail 2-1. Kendall caught with the side out. Ahead. Ooh, she gets blocked but gets it back. Brown just bumps it across. Not much on it. Short set to the middle of the house is knocked across by Sydney Gott. Well, the Penguins managed to get it. Oh, and now a little dink killer comes off from Bria Beal again. Oh, Beal. Beal is now up to 14 kills. I said that Parisian had him the leader at 10, but now Beal at 14. Mayoko set to a head far side off the, or near side off the tape. Back to Beal into the corner. The short bump by Condi's a winner. Devin Condi dumps a winner. It's one apiece. Great play by Condi. Heads up. Here's Edie Leslie, the veteran. Leslie, the 5'11 junior out of Orange, California. Penguins on D. Beal goes far corner. Mayoko with a bump. Oh, no. Somehow Condi saves it. Back set, Parisian. Oh, the Penguins get it cleanly. Bumped across, caught. Leslie now. Back over to Condi and a dig by Beals. Keeps it alive. Condi with a bomb. Mayoko back set, far side ahead. Yes! Mariah with a winner. 2-1 to you.
Tiffany Wong and Devin Condi have both been all around the court, really giving the momentum to Dominican, keeping them in that sequence to get the point.
That's a hit's ninth. Leslie, net ball. After all that work on the previous point, straight into the net.
That's sports.
Two apiece. Beal to serve. Far corner. Wong with a bump. Mayoko set. Oh, the shorty by Jimenez is perfectly played by the Vulcan. Sam with the bump. Mariah to the back corner. A winner off of Tani Hoke. 3-2 Penguins back in there. Frederick King ahead to the bench. Mayoko out. And Batinkova back into the front row with Condi and Jimenez. Here's Frederking with the runner to the back row. Beal with the bump. Parisian, not a lot on it. Sam Brown's all over it. Batenkova with the sideways shot from the far corner. Bump by Tiffany Wong. Now Sam Brown, Batenkova wide left. Three up. Set four, the Penguins trail 2-1 in sets in this best of five match against the Vulcans from Hawaii Hilo. Sam Brown with a bump, Frederking near side, softly across with the open hand by Batenkova. Brown, Frederking gets it back off to Jimenez. Oh, and somehow the Penguins block it. Condi off balance, Beal comes diving in and saves it. Oh, and a dink winner by Cruz. And the Vulcans lead by 1-4-3. Mia.
Penguins have put up. I'm not Mia.
You're not Mia.
But you have something going.
I didn't hear Mia. I didn't hear the.
I wanted to hear from Mia.
It's fine.
Go ahead.
Penguins put up quite a fight to get themselves into this set. Usually we've seen them struggle in the beginning of the set. Not quite as much here in the fourth set.
I'll go with that. Trailing by one. The Penguins are on defense. Side out Hoke. Sue Bernier points up at our number one referee and says, let's play ball. Service to the Penguins and a whistle early. And the Penguins with a two touch on the exchange in the set. 5-3, Hilo. Hilo could walk out of here with a win on this set. The Penguins need this set to stay alive and push it to a tie-breaking fifth set, which has its own set of rules. Of course, only going to 15 points. Coach Leonard is up with a long discussion with Sue Bernier.
Looked like he was showing off his iPad.
Yeah, he had his iPad up. It is 5-3. And Jimenez with, oh, she tried to kill it and it just rode long. 6-3. She had it way down as she was on with a bump. Frederking with a far side. Devin Condi. Shot handled by the Vulcan. Condi into the middle. Here's Hoke. Back. Frederking joust at the net between Jimenez and one of the Vulcans. Somehow the Penguins are still alive. Bump! Oh, Frederking with an amazing save. Batenkova almost fell into the net, but she saved it. Brown with another save. Far side, and it hits the stairway leading up to the number one referee perch. 7-3 Vulcans.
With all that effort that the Penguins put in, it's just hard to get anything past that front line for the Vulcans.
You're right, they are good. Although Batenkova, Jimenez, and Devin Condi are pretty great front row for the Dominicans also.
They are quite the combination as well.
Sue Bernier is out on the court actually speaking to the players as Frederking with a towel wiping things up. And now the referee up top wants to talk to the athletics director. That's Amy Henkelman. And I wonder what this discussion could possibly be about. It looks like there might be a problem with the net. Mia, do you see something wrong with the net?
No, there's
Rosa Segura. Rosa's going out on the floor to do something with a towel.
They might need better towels, actually.
Maybe they need better towels.
Well, these look like better towels to me.
Rosa Liguria.
Oh, the towels might have been too wet.
Rosa Liguria is a right-hander for the Penguins softball team.
See, I think the problem was the other rags might have had too much sweat on them.
They need new dry towels, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, they stick in between the padding on both of the posts, saying they don't want the players to run into them and hit those, so they have these huge pads on them, and they use towels inside for extra padding, I think. So we had to replace all of that. Never seen it in 21 seasons.
These towels do blend in better with the cushion.
Oh, I see. They wanted black towels, not white. Got it. 7-3. Hoke with the serve. Penguins can't handle the serve. Batenkova gets an A for effort, but she couldn't handle A great top spinning serve from the libero player, three freshmen out of. So here's another one from Hoke to Teddy. Freder King, Devin, back row. Hoke with the bump. Here comes 9-3. Boy, after that 5-23 thing, but powerful and totally dominant. The service to Tiffany Wong. Freder King, Teddy with a big one toward the ceiling, and the Penguins pick up another one, 9-4, a good block by Jimenez at the far antenna. Ben Marquez now, the veteran, bounces it three times, 4, 5, 6, now rolls it over and runs with it. Ooh, a bullet to Beal in the back row. Parisian lets it fly, whistles. I have no idea what that signal means. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but the Penguins lose that point 10-4, good buddy. Here's Parisian, the lefty. To Marquez, Freder King. Jimenez, oh! She gets a good, Ella gets a good one off. Now Freder King, far side again to Jimenez, and it's handled by the lefty. Parisian, Beal with a bump after a great front row save. Freder King, backside Teddy, comes off sideways, but the Vulcans are right there. Oh, Jimenez with a great save. And finally, backs drop a little bit. Penguins are there, short, just a short set from, saw the middle of the Copen, and instead of setting the ball, Kendall herself, and pound it up. We're not ready for it. And when that hum of it, Penguins trail by 9. Here can DU here on Penguin Run. Coming out of the timeout, here is the veteran. Sam Brown, the libero for Dominican. Oh, a soft with a winner from Jesse. Xavier, I think Jesse missed it and somehow went over anyway.
I think that's what happens. Sometimes you get a little lucky, and in every spot, you need a little luck to fall in your favor, and it's happening for the Vulcans.
14-5. Well, most of it's they're just playing great, right?
Yep.
They are. Wong with a bump, high in the arms. Freder King back to Tiffany. Oh, Sam Brown as all the Penguins collapse to the front of the court and left the back of the court wide open. As it turns out, the Vulcans didn't have time to exploit that mistake. They didn't need to. They were able to slam it, and the Penguins couldn't handle it. By 10, here's the service from Cruz. Brown helps it across from the back row. Far side.
Got a little long.
Check it. Somebody in the front row. It had to have because they're serving. 16-6. I thought that was a Penguin point. Service to Sam Brown. Near side ahead. Brown again with a quick get over to Tiffany, who just floats in there and softs it with the fingertips. Beal. Vanna Marquez bumps it up. Quick set to Leslie. This is trouble, and somehow the Vulcans get a hand on it. But the Penguins with a point. Cruz just couldn't help it. It was too far out of play. 16-7. Marquez comes back out. And Edie Leslie's back in there with Condi, Brown, Mayoko. The bump by Beal does not come off favorably for the Vulcans. And it was so far offline that they could never get it corrected. 16-8. Here's the veteran Tiffany Wong. Wong's certainly one of the great outside hitters in Dominican history. Just such a good player for so long. Brown with a leave at the net. And Sydney got. She got a lot of pops on that play, Xavier. And there was nothing the Penguins could do after Gott just pounds it over. 17-8 as the Vulcans creep closer. Here's Kendall Cott to Brown. Mayoko, perfect set. Laid it in there for a head. The Penguins now on offense. And a two-touch on the exchange. Returning is Sophia Hull, the 5'7 sophomore out of Fairfield. Hull had some strong minutes in set two and set three, set two. Mm-hmm. 18-8. Penguins trail by a 10 spot. Edie Leslie with a killer and the bump rides wide. Penguins creep within 9 in a must-win set. Vulcans are 7 points away from saying aloha. Penguins on defense. Back row wide open. Somehow Hull gets to it, digs it out in the hit, finds the net. 19-9. Check it. Yeah, it was Hull. Penguins trail by 10, and here's Beal, who's talk about having a night. Beal has been so good tonight. 15 kills for Beal, and the Penguins a two-touch on the serve. They got to call that an ace. Beal with 15 kills tonight, leading all players, both teams included. Beal to Brown, to Mayoko, to Jimenez, and the winner as it hit the front row and popped out of bounds. Penguins trail 20-10. So a hit and Mayoko to the bench. Frederick King Hall, Brown, Jimenez, Batankova, and Devin Condi. And the attempted kill from Parisian is long. Penguins trail by 9.
We see the Penguins succeed and get a little more momentum in these times like this when the Vulcans get into the red zone.
Yeah, and some could make the argument that's too late. Frederick King with a good serve. And the winner from the front row by Sydney Gott, the 6'3 sophomore out of Quincy. Time tonight. Lily, we've heard of her tonight. And that's a winner on the back row. Perfect play. Jimenez, oh.
Instrumental
sure
part of that in the first set, really.
Marquette come up with it. Give the Penguins an advantage. The Penguins all bonding. Let me see. Chloe Kalonding. She's not on the pronunciation guide. All mention as Penguins. The winner by Ashton Jesse is blocked by Jimenez or Jimenez. And Marquez with the runner. Sam Brown's a port. Marquez. Oh, brother, and a dink winner over the board at 22-14 and near campfire. Right in just 3 points away to Brown. Backside herself on my fault, but she gave it a good whirl and it was across just right into the blockers who sent it back at her feet. 23-14. Penguins trail, and Fred Lynn has called the timeout. Everybody, you're listening to Dominican Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins right here on Media Row. Penguins are shaking it up here, 23-14. Oh, what a flying, raging kill shot by Tiffany Wong from the near corner. Woo, she came flying in from the back row.
I don't know, Stu, some momentum.
Where has she been?
It's a Bruin.
That was so spectacular. Here's Sam Brown, a perfect serve to Oak. Far side cruise. The Penguins with a block. Oh, and it rides out of bounds. Off the top of the tape set point. Vulcans 24, Penguins 15. Here in set 4, and the Dominicans. Oh, the match point.
Vulcan fans are on their feet.
Yep, they sure are. And there's a lot of them.
They travel well.
Samara Cruz, the freshman. Very high, diving for it is Marquez. And the kill from Edie Leslie lands, and the Penguins remain alive, 24-16. Can they keep it going? Well, you're gonna find out right here, fans. Right here on Penguin Radio set point. Match point number 2, Mayoko goes to the middle row. Far side, could this end it? Dinked across by Amber Tai. The Penguins are alive. Oh, and Hoke dives in and keeps it going. Tai again. Brown with a bump. Mayoko. Oh, near side. That was a tough play. But Tiffany Wong keeps it alive. Hoke bumps it across. Mayoko back set. Oh, and another winner for Mariah Head for the Penguins. Woo. A hit is not listed on the board, but a hit's been tough so far tonight. Set match point number three, 24-17. Penguins are still alive. Brown with a bump. Mayoko near side, dinked across. Somehow it's alive and it's deep. Off of the hands of Chloe Cullending, and the Penguins are down by only six. Three unanswered, 24-18. Match point number four. Mayoko to the back row. Again, Penguins still alive. Here's Wong into the middle. Penguins on D. What's happening? Oh, a big block by the Penguins, and they get another one. Five in a row. 24-19.
They're on a roll, these Penguins. Mayoko's leading them. She has through a few of the other sets in this match,
they
actually.
Were down by 10, and now it's five. Mayoko.
That's something.
She's been nails, the 5'9" junior. In the air, Beal with a bump. Far side, and the block ends it. And the Penguins couldn't do much with it. A great winner by none other Mia Van Beal, who was great all night tonight. How about that ending?
Beal kind of carried the Vulcans, it seemed like.
Yeah, she was great. Beal ended up with 15 kills. Better than anybody else in the house tonight. Check it, 16 was her final as she wins it for the Vulcans. Beal with 16, Cruz, the freshman, with 11. To be matched by the Penguins, Mariah Head with 11, and Edie Leslie with 6. All right, Xavier, any final thoughts, sir?
Yeah.
Good.
Watching Hawaii Hilo, it really seemed like they took over when Parisian was at her finest, because when she took control of the game, she sped up the pace of play, and it just slowed down the momentum on the Penguin side. It deflated the cheer section on the 415 for the Penguins, and it just really deflated the team itself on the Penguin side. And when Parisian came in or was there with serving, it just seemed like that team was unstoppable. The front line for Hilo was just amazing, and it's tough for any team to combat against that.
Yeah, you're right. They were tough. Penguins were tough tonight. Hilo was tougher. But I got to give the Penguins props. They were tough. They're the best we've seen them yet.
Yep.
The Penguins go to 0-12. The Vulcans improve to 3-4. And what?
Say the Vulcans are 5-2 now.
Yep.
5-2. I think you're right. That's right. They were 4-2 coming into tonight's action. Mm-hmm. See, I'm giving the Penguins the win in my mind, even though I mentioned that they are 0-12. What a tough start. Well, I was hoping we'd bring it to you. Hey, everybody, speaking of bringing it to you, 48 hours from now, Chaminade University will be here in the Conlin Center. Volleyball. Well, it's less than 48 hours. In fact, it's about 46 hours from now. And we'll have it for you live right here on Penguin Radio. Appreciate you spending your evening with us. Maybe the Penguins will get it done. Lucky 13, you never know.
It could be.
We'll have it for you right here on Penguin Radio, everybody. Good night.